Wade Brandt, give us a daily Voice of the People news bulletin. In New Jersey, African Americans are three times more likely to be charged with marijuana possession than whites, even though both populations use the drug at similar rates. Wikipolitica, the leftist youth movement founded in 2013, has qualified 16 members to run as independent candidates for state and federal elections in Mexico. For the first time, as a requirement of Dodd-Frank, companies are reporting what employees made compared to the CEO. Whirlpool's median worker is a full-time staffer in Brazil, making about $20,000 a year, while its CEO makes 356 times that much, for example. According to the Associated Press data analysis, the federal government censored, withheld, or claimed it couldn't find records sought by citizens, journalists, and others more often last year than at any point in the last decade. Dovetail, a software company that identifies fake Instagram accounts, found that on average, 16.4% of the followers on Instagram's top 20 accounts were fraudulent. An estimated 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. have at least one tattoo, and tens of thousands of laser removals are performed each year. Worldwide, forests remove 1 billion to 2 billion tons of carbon from the atmosphere annually, a portion of the roughly 10 billion tons pumped into the air by human activities. Pro-democracy advocates in Hong Kong lost two of their four seats in elections, won by less than 1%. Britain has blamed Russia for poisoning of an ex-spy on its soil. Meanwhile, President Putin of Russia has insinuated that Jews were to blame for the 216 meddling widely held to be by Russians, igniting a firestorm of denunciation. Anti-smoking activists in Nigeria and other poor and middle-income countries have been targeted with threats, violence, and killings by groups and individuals connected to the tobacco industry. Trump fired Secretary of State and former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson and is replacing him with former Kansas Congressman and current CIA head Mike Pompeo. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.